This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Melster, host on Mad Radio 610 in Houston, at Mike Melster on Twitter, joins us to talk a little Texans. Mike, what's going on? How's camp over there?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us about the Texans, man. I know that defense is always the first thing people want to talk about. J.J. Watt and company. What are they looking like in camp?
I think the defense looks pretty strong so far. It's gotten, at least the last couple of days of training camp, the better of the offense, which is obviously led by Deshaun Watson. I think the thing that's kind of come into focus, Seth, over the course of training camp is the linebacker core, which I think could be one of the best in the NFL. I mean, people know the outside guys. They know Clowney, obviously. They probably know Whitney Merciless. But the guys on the inside, Broderick McKinney's the guy who got a contract extension this offseason. He's, you know, like a durable leader type. And then they have some young linebackers, Zach Cunningham, Dylan Cole, and some other guys, where if all these guys stay healthy, I think this could be one of the best units in the league. And then you look at just the star power on defense, Watt, and you obviously brought in the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, in the offseason. You're looking at a defense that I think if those guys stay healthy, with Romeo Crennel back as defensive coordinator, I think this could be one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Ah, that's what I was going to say. You think this unit can return to an elite form here? I've been hearing a lot of rumblings that, yeah, watch out. This could challenge the Jaguars as one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, and I don't know that they have the overall depth that Jacksonville does, but again, the health is the big thing because all their guys have health questions. Watt does, Clowney does as well, and also just on the back end, how in the secondary, how certain things pan out. They brought back Jonathan Joseph. How much does he have left? He's been in the NFL for a long time. You know, Mathieu, can he reclaim the form when he was an all-pro back in 2015? They signed Aaron Colvin from Jacksonville because he was their third corner behind, you know, the two terrific players, Jalen Ramsey and obviously A.J. Boye. How can he contribute to this team? I think if those questions are answered in a positive way in the secondary and they keep their guys healthy, yeah, I think this is going to be an excellent defense. I think that.
So if the defense does return to form, then the Texans will go as far as their offense takes them, and maybe that starts with Deshaun Watson, who's returning from injury. How's he looked?
Deshaun looks good to me. I mean, it's hard to consume the true quality of Watson in a training camp practice because, you know, he's got a red jersey on, so nobody's really going to hit him or even touch him, obviously. I think let me say this. The thing that stands out to me about Watson is in training camp is this. There's been concern, understandably so, about the long-term future. You know, could this be an RG3 kind of situation? He has two torn ACLs, one as a freshman in college, one as a rookie last year in the NFL. If you went to any Texans OTA practice, if you go to any Texans, you know, training camp practice, you watch any of the preseason games, this is not a guy who looks like he is coming off a torn ACL at all. There's no knee brace. There's no nothing. He's moving around really well. If you didn't know he was hurt last year on November 1st, you would have absolutely no clue.
Well, he was one of the most dynamic playmakers really in the league. Forget rookie last year. He was so exciting to watch. Is the Texans fan base, is Texans Nation all on board the Watson bandwagon here?
No question about it. I think it's been kind of a slow build because there's so much focus on the Astros for obvious reasons and the Rockets a few months ago. And it's almost been a little bit out of sight, out of mind, because it was those seven glorious games where they scored 39, 40 points a game. They basically led the NFL, and then they suddenly turned into the worst offense in the NFL after he got hurt. There's a little feeling like when we saw him out there last Thursday for five snaps or something like that, it was kind of cool just seeing him in the uniform against the opposition, because it almost seems like it was like eons ago that we saw him you know, light up Seattle's defense before he got hurt. But, yeah, I think people are pretty excited, especially as we get to, you know, week one against the Patriots, which will be a very exciting game.
Talking to Mike Meltzer, radio host on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Bill O'Brien is always a topic here. He seems to be kind of in that Jeff Fisher kind of zone where can't seem to break through mediocrity. And look, injuries play, and I realize this, Mike, injuries have played a huge role in that. Is he in on any kind of hot seat right now there?
Not at all, because I don't know how much people realize this nationally, but he won a power struggle here with Rick Smith, a longtime general manager who took kind of a leave because his wife got breast cancer. But if you look at just the pure football stuff, you know, Rick Smith goes on a leave of absence. I don't anticipate he will return from that leave of absence. And all of a sudden, the Texans hired Brian Gain, who was working in Buffalo for a year, who had been here the previous 3 to 4 years with Bill O'Brien before that. Brian Gain, I think, was hired because of the relationship with Bill O'Brien. Those guys are aligned. That was like kind of the buzzword of the offseason. Alignment is what both the guys kept saying. So O'Brien got an extension. He got a new deal. And I think that kind of insulates him for a while. Now, as far as the other part of your question, there's no doubt that O'Brien's got a lot to prove as a head coach. I mean, he's been decent, solid, whatever adjective you want to use. And he has been able to, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, Osweiler, those kind of guys, he's been able to squeeze out these 9-win seasons and win the AFC South before, you know, the roof caved in last year. I think with the work that he did with Deshaun last year, the way they changed their offense seemingly in the span of 10 days in the middle of the regular season and put up all those points, I think that's going to be the big thing to monitor. Can they maintain that success? There have been some rumblings that O'Brien's going to install like an even newer version of the offense, you know, this season, and we see how that looks like. But you have the feeling now, okay, now he's finally got his quarterback. What can he do with this football team?
So the million-dollar question here we're asking everybody as we go around the league, what are the fan expectations for the Texans this year, and how does that line up with reality? What are realistic expectations, Mike?
I think people want to go back to the playoffs and find a way to win this division. This team does not have 1 through 53 quite the talent that Jacksonville has, but if you look at the star power, the best players on the team, Watson, Hopkins, Watt, Clowney, Merciless, Tyrann Mathieu, you could argue it stacks up to almost any team in the NFL. So I think with that, you expect to find a way to compete, win 9 or 10 games. And I don't think it's crazy to think if everything breaks their way that they go deep into the AFC playoffs. I think the expectations are to make the playoffs. I think that those are realistic expectations. And so much of it just depends on how this team stays healthy, because it was such a major issue last season.
Hey, when you heard the Saints brought in Tom Savage, what was your first reaction, Mike?
I thought it made sense because they run what is probably a better system for him than the Texans situation. And because here's the thing about Tom, like, he looked awful last year, and I thought he was kind of put in a bad spot. Tom is a gifted thrower of the football. Like, he's tall, he's, you know, 6'3", 6'4", whatever, and he's got a terrific arm. He was behind a horrible offensive line, just a terrible offensive line, and so the mixture was absolutely dreadful. I think you put it behind a better offensive line with the Saints, objectively a more proven, much better play caller over the last, you know, 10, 15 years in Sean Payton. I think, you know, obviously you would never want to see Savage play for the Saints, but I think that it's a better situation for him as a pure dropback quarterback than it was in Houston behind a really porous offensive line.
Mike Meltzer, radio host on Mad Radio 610 in Houston, covers the Texans. Mike, appreciate the insights tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. That's our sister station over there in Houston, Mad Radio 610, at Mike Meltzer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.